Don't ruin the show.
Oh, you actually still recording?
Wow.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park right here. Okay, are we going to talk about the new intro before I start?
What an opening. Well done, Joel.
Thank
that was
you
amazing.
Really good. Great.
All the best bits right there. You don't even have to listen to it.
I love how
the
wow got like a big feature as well.
Yeah, there was it happened twice. Yeah. I'm really proud of that. I really like it.
Yeah, I know.
It's one of my favourite parts of the show. Okay. Hello and welcome to Across the Park right here on Your 2SER. So much sporting news to get to this week, including cricket. And I'm sure there's other stuff as well. I don't know. Who knows? Joel Kassam is my name, and allow me to introduce my two co-hosts. Back for the very first time this year, it's a warm welcome to our very own Fiji water girl, Gabby Morris.
Happy New Year, Gab.
You can't see,
you know,
but
this
I'm giving
is radio, right?
I'm giving just giving a steely pose.
Stealing the show. Yeah. Yes.
Hello. Happy New Year.
Yes, welcome back. It's nice to see you.
I'm sure you missed me.
We did.
How's your holiday?
It was great. It was lovely.
Mm-hmm.
I went down south.
Yes.
Got in the green room and had a good time.
What's the green room?
Oh, that's right. You guys aren't much of surfy boys.
Hang on. Let's get to all the surfing stuff in a minute because I have to introduce Mick. No. I've got a proper intro for you. Hello, Mick.
Hi, Mick.
this show is just...
Hi.
Terrible.
Good to be back.
Good to have you back. Welcome. Let's go to Gabby, who was mid-conversation.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I just didn't... I mean, he's here, so I just forgot that he needed to be introduced. So
people know I'm here.
Yeah.
I don't have to do the introductions if you don't want.
No. We'd love them. Makes us feel special.
Okay.
Sorry, I just answered your question and then I just, like me, I just go in full story mode and just gave you the full
rundown. But that's
rundown.
Good. So what's a green room?
A green room is getting a barrel.
Oh.
So getting barreled in a wave.
But wait, isn't water blue?
No.
Well, is it? It's clear to me.
Is water wet?
Why is it called green? Is it because it looks more green when you're inside the barrel?
Yeah, because like often the wave is like, it's green.
I've never been in a barrel. I just get dumped and my head's hitting the sand on the bottom of the
ground.
That's
good. Like getting a good dumping is good.
In the ocean, yes.
Yes.
In a personal life, no.
Yes. Yes, true. No. Sometimes that's cleansing though as well. Like a good dump. Like I think both of them are a metaphoric cleansing of life.
Yes. But once I got dumped... at King's Beach in Caloundra, and my left ear was buggered for about 5 years.
Yeah, it's pretty dangerous. You need to know what you're doing. So it sounds like you didn't surf.
I wasn't surfing. I was just swimming.
Yeah. Oh, you just but like you know, were you body surfing?
Yeah, it was just a big wave, and I thought, I'm going to ride this in. I went boof, and smashed into the ground.
I think that the thing to take away from this is that the ocean is a very serious, dangerous place, and that you need to respect it, and you should never turn your back on the ocean.
Yes.
That's a true...
Thank you. No, anyway, you're right. It's there's been too many drownings.
For more insights, you should all watch Blue Crush.
The only thing I remember from Blue Crush is the actress. She had two different coloured eyes, right?
Oh, yeah.
Is that true?
Rodriguez?
Was it her?
Oh, maybe not. I don't know.
I don't know. I remember.
My favourite bit, that scene, is when they're like doing the training underwater with the rock.
Yeah.
And they're like and running underwater.
Yeah.
It's so sick. Gets you pumped. Gets you really pumped, that movie.
I don't think I've seen it.
Oh, it's so good.
Blue Crush. Is it Australian?
It's old now. No.
Cool summer.
That's the one. Yeah. You could watch...
It's pretty naff, but great.
Biggest Wednesday. That could get you...
Oh, Biggest Wednesday. Yeah.
Or Point Break.
Point
Break, yeah.
But Blue Crush is good because it's like badass chicks surfing pipe.
Yes, it is.
As
getting
long
in
as
the green
not
room,
smoking the pipe.
And it's like some of the worst CGI you've ever seen in like cinema. Yeah.
Mick, how's your week been?
Well, you usually ask what sort of my sporting week has been like.
Yes, how's your sporting week been?
Here's what I've been doing, and it's
the
not
one week I don't ask. You've actually got
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
It's not really, but I've decided that I've got to do something active because I have not done anything active for months now, and it's starting to show. The ham belly is there.
Ham belly.
Yeah. Well, like I said earlier, I look like a ham because I had too much ham over Christmas. But no, I've decided to start bulking up again, doing some weights.
Good.
Ooh, which is
good.
A sort of a sport, I guess.
No, absolutely. 100% is a sport.
So, yeah, I've got a new regimen where I'm doing, you know, push-ups and sit-ups and weights and every day. I'm trying to...
You going to a gym or have you got weights at home?
Fuck that. I'm not going to pay money to go to a gym. Okay. No, I just got some weights at home.
Yeah.
Because my wife goes to the gym every day and I'm like laugh at her and wave. And then I decide, well, I should do something while she's at the gym. So
it's
I just
like do on it the on couch me. Lifting a can.
Pretty much. Yeah. But it's a heavier can with like barbells on it.
Yeah. Right.
That's good. How are you feeling?
Oh, I don't know. It's been like 4 days.
Oh, okay.
Are you sore? Like,
yeah. I can feel the muscles are like aching. So that means it's working, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Speaking of people working out. Have you seen, now my friend sent this to me, Shannon Knoll.
What?
Has posted something on Facebook. He got big.
Whoa, I can see that from over here.
That Southern Cross tattoo is bigger than ever.
Well, if you find it, go onto Shannon Knoll's Facebook and just read the comments. They are hilarious. But someone said the Southern Cross tattoo is getting so big, it might actually be bigger than the Southern Cross in this space. All right.
Shannon Knoll, he's a pretty good character.
So that's what I want you to look like in next time I see you.
All right, done. Mission.
When's his like
mission?
Goal?
By when? Yeah, when's the date?
No, next time I see you.
No.
So next week.
Oh, all right.
July.
Do I have to get a Southern Cross tattoo on my chest?
You don't
as well?
Have to get any tattoos. Oh, you don't have to wear your hat backwards.
You need to wear that really low-cut singlet so we can see all of that cleavage.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I want to see a bit of nip next week. Okay.
Slip the nip.
I'm fine with that.
Okay. How was your sporting week, Joel? Yeah, I also did a bit of surfing. Thanks for asking.
Did you really?
Well, I stood up once.
Can you surf?
No. Thank you, Gabby. Gabby is our resident surfer. So I've been talking to her about it. I can't surf, but I bought a secondhand board. And
he went against everything I recommended, by the way.
What's that, buying?
He bought a tiny board.
Oh, smaller the harder is
exactly.
It?
Yeah, it is. And
should have got one of those long Hawaiian things. What do they call them? The
Mal. Mm-hmm. A Mal?
Oh, Malibu. Yeah, I was like, Mal? What? Yeah, Malibu. Yeah.
Your Mal.
I don't know the terminology, man.
Yeah, don't do that if you're going to buy one. Hey, I'm just here to get a Malibu, bro.
You got to say Mal.
Got to say Mal.
Throw the shuckers.
Yeah.
I looked the part, though, I think.
But that's worse.
Really, is it?
All gear. No, what's the word? What is it? It's like, it's like you've got all the gear, but no idea. Yes,
All the
gear, no
idea. It's like when you get the Lycra and you go cycling on a really shitty bike and everyone just laughs at you because you look like a tool.
It's like the same when you go to like the ski fields and someone's in like really expensive full snow gear and skis and then they can't even get down.
But the thing with all those people is you see them and they're not very good. I just don't have to go in the water.
I like the idea though of each of us learning a sport this year.
Yeah.
You know, picking up something we've never done before and trying to learn it.
I really still want to get into AFL, so I'd like to learn more about AFL.
Sure, yeah.
But another thing I really want to do, which is weird, is ice skating. Like, learn how to, I kind of want to play hockey, ice hockey, but I just think that's a goal that's probably too far out of reach. But, being able to, go around an ice rink confidently.
You just got to go backwards. If you can go backwards.
Oh, okay. That's the challenge.
Because ice hockey is so much backwards because you're.
True.
And you're wobbling.
That's true.
If you can't, if once you master the art of going backwards. You can play ice hockey. I nearly played ice hockey once.
Yeah.
Fun. That was the thing. I couldn't go backwards properly, enough to. And I could have done it, kept practicing, but I was just I'm not buff enough for it. Like, all these ice hockey players are massive because they're just slamming each other into the sides.
So violent.
It's actually quite an expensive hobby. I might need to take mine back. It is. It's like, I think it's like $30 to go ice skating or something. It's not cheap.
Well, we'll think of something.
No, you know what my goal is going to be?
Hmm?
I want to be able to do 5 pull-ups.
Okay.
In a row.
All right.
That's hard.
That's good.
You don't look impressed, but it's hard.
No, it is hard. I agree.
I probably couldn't do 2, so yeah.
It's not a sport or a skill. It's just strength-based.
It's strength-based, but it's still working out, and it's...
And it's a sport if you lift your heart rate. Do you remember? That's what we said.
I said that.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. And he did sound just like it. Yeah.
Maybe I should learn more about or understand cricket a bit more.
Okay.
I'm giving myself a lot of goals here, guys.
We can go down the nets, you know. Bad.
Actually, I put my hand up. I really want to go more to the driving range and smash golf balls.
Well, that's a group activity we could all do.
We could do that, yeah.
Smash golf balls and tinnies.
Okay.
Oh. You're speaking just, my like, language.
Decrease our fitness level by a lot because it's just
Yeah. Like, golf is that sort of sport. It's one of those sports where you can drink and play golf and darts and lawn bowls.
Yeah.
It's a few.
So. But there's some sports that you can have a few and it actually makes you a better player.
Pool. Like, pool is definitely fun of those.
Is like 3 beer minimum and I reckon like I'm really quite good.
You start just going for it. Like, you're not analysing and double thinking. You're just going.
But if you go over that, it's like, it just doesn't work. It's downhill.
So you're saying you have to drink to play pool?
No.
But it makes you better. Because it makes me think, like, have that opposite to what they have in the cars now where you have to blow into the thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can drive on it. So you the balls won't come out unless you blow, like, a three
Yeah.
That could be cool. That could be fun. I like that. Yeah. All right. Well, let's tee up a driving range.
Let's do it. No, let's just do it. It's like, we'll try and get these things going this year for sure.
Okay. Yeah.
My mum for Christmas bought me a sticker of the Pope that you put on your car, so it looks like he's sitting in the back seat.
What?
Now I'm an atheist, so
wait, and what? I'm very confused.
Against, so it's like a sticker, but it's a big sticker. It goes on the back window, and it looks like the Pope sitting in the back seat.
Oh, like on the side,
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so weird.
So I had to drive up the coast.
Did she put it on there without you knowing? Or did
no, she bought it for me. She's like, you got to use it, and I was like, oh, all right. And it was funny for the first few days because people are like double taking.
Yeah.
What? And yeah, being very anti the Pope and all that sort of stuff, it kind of makes it a bit awkward now, and I don't like it. Like, now that I'm back in the city and
like,
I'm driving
around. You know
around
when you like try and get a sticker off and then it's just like bits getting going to be left behind?
Everybody, if you see the Pope in the back seat in Sydney, just give a wave to Joel.
Yeah.
Or he might wave back. He does that little Pope wave.
Oh.
I'm driving the Pope mobile. Anyway, God, we are so far into the show and haven't talked about sport yet, but I still don't want to because we have an Instagram page, Across the Park, if you want to find us.
Mm-hmm. Underscores.
No.
Well, I don't think you have to put the underscores in.
No, it's just at Across the Park.
Yeah, I think you can do that. Just search for Across the Park. If you just go into the search bit, right, Across the Park.
So I'm obviously a noob, I don't know.
You found it.
You are not our social media manager, that's for sure.
check it out. We're going to have, well, at the moment, we just have a lot of snippets from previous episodes if you want to have a little giggle.
Yeah.
But in the future, we'll have.
Biggest fan over here. Yeah.
Yeah, he loves it.
I loved it. I've listened to it on the way here. Like, ha ha.
But in the future, we'll have other stuff up there. I don't know what yet, but
yeah.
Get on board. Okay. Let's get into the show, shall we?
Oh, this is the show?
This is
Have we started?
We're just catching up.
It's pretty much the same, really. That's what this show is. It's just us catching up for half an hour. Soccer, Australia's Asian World Cup, has got off to a wonderful start, is what you would say had we won. But we didn't. We lost to Jordan 1-0 in our first match. We were stunned, really.
It's a wake-up call, Joel.
It is. The 26th minute, Jordan scored, and then from then on, we just couldn't recover. It was terrible.
Yep. We miss everyone.
Well, that's the thing. We miss a lot. And then we also had a whole heap of injuries beforehand. Yeah. We had Aaron Moy.
Yeah, we need Moy. Moy's an amazing player.
Matthew Leckie and Martin Boyle, that new guy, was also out. And
I what's think there was happened someone to them? Else. It's a bit early.
Yeah, just injuries.
They're playing for other clubs.
Oh, okay, right.
Prior to the Asian Cup. And yeah, just terrible.
It doesn't mean the end, but it's put us in a tricky position. We've got to beat Palestine and Syria to get in. And they're both pretty easy teams to beat. But so was Jordan. So
exactly.
We were in a really easy group.
When are the next games?
Yeah. Okay, so we play Palestine tonight, 10 p.m., and then Syria on Wednesday, 12:30 a.m., if you're that keen.
Are they on free to air?
No.
They're not?
Just on Fox.
Oh, okay.
SBS isn't carrying it.
Oh, okay.
But the SBS are doing the Women's World Cup, which is going to be good, from the start of June to July.
That would be much better to watch, I think, than this. Because I'm worried we're just going to struggle.
Well, Palestine had never got a point in an Asian Cup before. They just did a draw with Syria, I believe.
So, oh, really?
Oh, wow.
They're very excited. They're on a high.
Good on them.
Maybe that's good. If they can beat Australia, then they'll be like,
Well, I mean, last we are the champions of the Asian Cup.
Here we are.
So if they beat us,
that would be huge.
Mm.
We would really suck. Even more so.
In cricket, India have won a test in Australia for the first time ever.
This is the first Asian team to ever win a test series in Australia.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
First ever Asian team.
And how long has this been going on for?
Like ever. Hundreds. Forever. Hundreds of years.
Billions of years.
Because India is the biggest Asian country to play. Yeah. Then you got Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Bangladesh. That's so the other Asian teams, I guess.
Yes, I can think of any.
And India are the best team, and surprising. I was actually surprised they'd never won a test series in Australia.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So series. They've obviously won test matches here.
Matches, but not the whole series.
Yeah. Yes.
So this was the best of four,
yep.
And they won 2-1, and then the fourth game.
Sydney washed out.
Yeah. Australia were just cheering. We were
praying
for rain, and it
happened. Yeah. You know that rain we had last week?
Yeah, and everyone was in pink?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone was really drunk and walking around in.
Yeah, that's a cricket. Yeah. Well, it could have been any cricket game, though.
Yeah.
And so they've announced the test team for Sri Lanka.
They have. We'll get to it in a second. I just want to point out that India had 5 centuries. We had none.
Highest score, any player, what was it, 82 or something? It's like also another record in that no time is a player never got a century in a test series in like.
Yeah.
It's like ridiculous.
Bumrah was the star with the ball. Mm. Pujara made 571 runs all up with centuries in Adelaide, Melbourne and Sydney. Pat Cummings was Australia's player of the series with 163 runs and 14 wickets. And Lyon had 83 runs and 21 wickets. Now, before we get into the Sri Lanka test team that was named, it was after last week's show because you messaged T and I. So we just missed out, but Tim Payne had a press conference. He's the Australian captain, cricket captain. He was doing a press conference. And, you know, they set up the microphones and stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Nowadays they also set up phones and people have phones. Someone has not put their phone on silent. That was sitting next to him.
It's a crucial error.
It is. But this is what happened. It's very funny.
Look, my goal, as I said, whose phone's that?
Yes.
Tim Payne speaking. Who is it, sorry? Oh, okay, who are you after? Casey in Hong Kong. Martin, right. He's in the middle of a press conference. Can I get him to call you back? All right. No worries, I'll tell him to check his emails. All right, thanks, Casey. Cheers.
What a legend.
Check your emails.
Classic Oreos.
Also, that ringtone is so good. It wasn't like obnoxious or annoying. It's like,
it was like jazz or something. Yeah.
Tim Payne, absolute champion.
Yeah.
If only he could play or bat better, we'd be laughing.
I reckon he's totally going to have his own, like, TV show or radio show.
He
or
could.
Like,
after cricket, he'll.
He's got some personality, He's actually a cool guy. I hope he stays captain for a long time because Steve Smith might come back in, but he won't be captain again. Mm. So Tim Payne should be there for a good 10 years, maybe? Mm-hmm. 8 years?
Definitely. Yeah. Okay, so, as you said, the Sri Lankan test team has been named, and thank the baby Jesus, the Aussie selectors have made some major changes this time around.
The Marsh boys are gone again! The Marsh boys, Sean and Mitch.
Are these the naughty boys?
No, they're just
naughty.
They're just come in and out of the team.
I thought these are the ones that, like, a bit, like, they get paid really well, but they don't do much.
You could say that.
Thinking about football.
Yeah, I mean, you could say that about a lot of people. But you could definitely say that about the Marsh Brothers.
I think you guys have spoken about this before, where they were like, they get paid really well, and they don't play that well, and they don't really...
They keep getting so many chances. They'll fail.
They'll fail,
they'll get dropped, and then they'll bring them back, and then they'll fail, and they'll... And they just recycle, repeat. Neither of them went real well this season, this test series. I think Mitch got one game anyway.
Let me tell you. Okay. Sean has made single-figure scores in 10 of his last 16 innings, while Mitch has not reached 20 in any of his last 10 test digs.
But all is not lost because we have a new 20-year-old player coming in. This is really exciting. Tell us his name, Joel.
Will...
Pokowski.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah, I think it's Pokowski.
Okay. Cool.
Which is a cool name. It's very Australian.
He's 20. Where's he from?
Australia.
What?
No, don't
Victoria.
Say it.
Victoria. He's from Victoria.
Yes.
He's very happy with himself.
Why?
Because he's Australian. Where do I come from?
No. I didn't actually mean that. I actually meant where in Australia does he come from?
Okay, like, good. I thought you were saying where does he come from?
Like, you know, like, what's he like? No. Oh, because of the last name.
Yeah.
No, I meant like, where's he come from? Like, he's 20. Like, where's he been? Like, what's been going? Oh, like, right. Yeah, what's his deal?
Oh no, he hasn't played that many first grade games. But if you look at it, compare it to like people like Warne and Slater and all these young players that started really young. You know, he's got comparable figures to all these guys. And if he can translate his early form into a test arena, then he'll be there for a long time.
Yeah,
That's always a challenge. Yeah, getting into the test side is stressful, and people fail, and then they don't last. So, anyway, we'll see how it goes.
Also, Joe Burns and Matt Renshaw are coming back in. Mm. Aaron Finch and Peter Hanscom have been dropped.
What happens when someone gets dropped?
Well,
where do they actually go? Like, I just imagine this lever that they're just like, bye.
It's like a farm, which is sort of fenced off, and all these ex-cricketers are just sort of wandering around aimlessly. You know, maybe looking at random balls on the ground and going, oh, and then just bumping into each other.
A farmer just throws them for them and like, just go fetch it.
Yeah.
No, seriously, like, where do they go?
Well, they go back to Shield Cricket or Big Bash Now.
Hell,
or...
Shield Cricket. So great cricket, great. Shield Cricket,
it's special cricket. It's like the
Test Cricket.
The national competition.
Yeah, so New South Wales, Queensland, Victoria.
What was the other one you said, though?
Shield, Big Bash.
Do you get paid at Shield Cricket?
Yeah, I think so. You wouldn't get much.
Oh, the good players would get decent wages, I'd
really?
Say.
Really? Yeah. Who watches it? Is it broadcasted?
Oh, yeah, maybe on Fox. Maybe, yeah, maybe not.
I can't remember now.
But they haven't even played any this year, really.
So you get dropped and you go to Shield.
Or you play maybe one day, you can sneak into the 2020 team, Australian side, or you'll play Big Bash, or go to India and play IPL. There's still avenues to play cricket.
Or park cricket. I mean... Park cricket is still, you know, like Warner and Smith went and played park, like grade cricket.
But also these players who got dropped are on Australian, they're on contracts. So they're actually contracted to Australia still, even if they're not playing games. They'll get a yearly wage, but they won't get the game wages.
They don't play.
Wages. Yeah. But then the next time they announce the, you know, 20 players in the Australian squad, they might not get picked and they won't get the money anymore.
It's interesting to see like what happens if you.
It's a pressure sport, and if you can't perform and you don't get the money, then you got to think of what you're going to do with your life.
Yeah. That's why a lot of them just be TV hosts or radio hosts.
That's why you got to show your charisma.
Write a book.
Do radio like us. 2SER. I was an ex-Australian cricketer. No, not really.
No, okay. And also the first one day start tomorrow against India. I'm not even sure where the first game is, but it starts tomorrow.
Excellent.
Tennis, the Australian Open is only days away, and we are currently sitting in this sort of qualifying round stage where people play to get in and whatnot.
It's all the lead-up tournaments, which are actually sometimes more exciting than the actual tournament because you see more Australians running around.
Yes, there is definitely a lot more Australians.
Well, as we know, in the Australian Open, if any Australian makes it to the second week, everyone's super excited because it never bloody happens.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Wait, I get so confused. So with the qualifying matches, so... People like Federer and the Williams sister.
I don't think they have to do that.
I was going to say, do they have to? Are they, because they're already ranked, right?
Yeah. Pre-qualified. So anyone over a certain rank will, if they want to play, will basically get sort of admitted straight away.
Didn't that happen last year? Like a guy was like really low ranked and he got through the qualifying round and then did quite well?
That kind of young guy.
Yeah,
his name escapes me. That's terrible for a sports show. But was that the Australian Open? I think that was... That was something else. I don't think it was the Oz Open.
But there's a whole bunch of players who are unseeded who are really, actually really good players in the Australian Open this year, including Nick Kyrgios, who we know is very temperamental. But when he plays as well as he can play, he's an amazing player to watch. But he just
is he
has
playing?
That. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he is.
He's going to be playing the Australian Open, but he's going to be unseeded. So
what does that mean?
He'll probably go up against really good players early on in the rounds. And whether or not he's going to get very far,
his ego is going to—he's not going to handle that.
Well, it's just his mental, his attitude to the game is all up. But he's such a talented player. Him and Tomic—they're both really talented, but they don't perform on the court. They've got some issues in their head. They can't commit. I don't know. It's weird. But they played each other. It was like a friendly game. You know, yesterday. Yeah. Tommy got up, but it was just like a laugh. It was just weird. I don't know.
It was weird.
It was
very strange. Andy Murray is making a comeback. The big names.
I thought he retired.
Well, no. I don't think so.
Where's he coming back from?
I don't know.
Holiday.
Just like Gab. Gab's making a comeback.
Yeah. It's pretty much exactly the same.
Just quickly talk about this. Just Sydney International, Ashley Barty. She knocked over the number one female tennis player this week.
Oh, really?
Beat Simona Halep. And that's really put her into the limelight.
Wow.
She's into the semi-finals. She just beat 12th-ranked Belgian Elise Mertens yesterday.
Yeah.
And she's on her way to the semi-finals. So we've got Ashley Barty in the female side of things, but we've got Dimitor. How do you say it? Is that Alex Dimitor?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that sounds right.
He's really – there's a couple of good young guys coming through too. So, and they're going – there's about four guys left in the men's side of the draw in the Sydney International. So, yeah, all these young Australian players.
What's the Sydney International?
Oh, it's just like a
– like a lead-up
the build-up tournament to the Australian Open.
That's in Brisbane. On right now. The Hopman Cup.
But it's got nothing to do with actually the qualifying or anything to do with the Australian
Open. Yeah. If you go – like. So in this case, Ashley Barty, because she's now jumped up rankings by beating these players, she's going to be seeded.
Oh, I see. So it's all about points, right? Each match, you get points for games.
Yeah, yeah. Your ranking goes up. Yep. And then if you're higher ranked, then you'll play worse players earlier on in the tournament. So you've got more chance of going further.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it works. So it should be exciting.
Cool. Speaking of games, which country does this player represent at the Australian Open?
All right. I might go all right in this
one. This is a different game.
Yeah, we've moved on.
Oh, we've moved
no
on.
From like the all of those games. Like this is a completely new one.
Yeah, we've never played this game before. This is brand new. Okay,
I'm getting ready.
Okay, so part of these qualifying matches, there's a whole heap of people, and I've gone through and found a few that I've never heard of.
Okay,
so I'm going to say their name and a little bio, and I want you to tell me where they're from. We'll start with the women first.
Is this
first.
Like the quickest you can get in? Or are you doing just, individually?
No, I guess just jump in.
Fastest buzzer.
Fastest buzzer.
Yep, let's go.
Okay.
Let's go, Gab. Buzz.
Christy Ahn. Now, Christy has won six singles.
Christy Ahn or Christy
Spell
Ahn?
Spell it, please.
Ahn. Okay. Has won six singles and two double titles on the ITF circuit in her career. She is 26 years old and turned pro in 2008. Her current singles rank is 210, 10th, and her doubles rank is 345th.
Dutch.
I'm going to say Chinese.
She's from the United States of America. Okay.
She's all American.
Yes. Abby Myers.
Continue. Wrong? No, good.
I tried to come up with a new game. Something different. Something fun. Abby has won one singles title and 14 doubles titles on the ITF tour. She is 24. Her current singles ranking is 248.
Her current single status?
No.
Oh, sorry.
Singles ranking.
Dad joke.
She's 24, mate. Come on. And her current doubles ranking is 666.
I know who this girl is.
Do you?
Yep.
Abby Jane.
She's a very proud Canadian woman.
No, you're mistaking that with Abby Gyres. This is Abby Myers. She's from Belgium. It's going to get a hard lot of runs in this game.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have to wrap this up pretty quick. I'll skip the next person. We'll move on to the men.
What was the answer?
Abby Myers is from
Australia.
Sorry, Abby.
She's an Aussie. Come on, guys. You should know.
Sorry, mate.
Terrible.
Sorry, mate.
Sorry, okay.
Abs.
So this is the men's, all right? Nicola Kuhn.
That's not helpful.
K-H-U-N.
Kuhn.
Kahn.
Kahn.
K-H-U-N.
Nicola is an 18-year-old whose current singles ranking is 246th and doubles ranking is 291st. He has a German father and a Russian mother.
Oh.
From 2014 to 2016, he had represented Germany in the ITF Junior and
German.
Pro tournaments before switching alliances to which country?
Russia.
No, wrong. What? I couldn't get it past it off. You want to have a guess?
Germany.
No, you already represented Germany. Then they switched alliances.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that was the question.
Oh.
He started with Germany and switched to...
Austria.
Spain. He was actually born in Austria, so...
Oh, what?
Yeah, well done. Good
Bing!
Guess. You look at me like, where is it? You're still wrong, but I'll give it to you anyway. Okay, last one. Do you want Dennis Novak or Daniel Evans?
I'm just trying to think.
Can we just guess from the names?
Yeah,
you don't have to read them.
Okay,
all.
Dennis Novak. Dennis Novak, go.
Doesn't make a difference.
Novak is...
Somewhere in Austria. Europe.
Austria.
If you get this wrong.
Austria.
Yes!
Oh, Austria really is Austria.
Well, I said Austria.
I said it first.
That was a question too late.
You can't claim that.
No, but I said Austria for the last one. Maybe I meant it for this
one. And Daniel Evans.
Australian?
English.
English, he's right! He's from Britain! Well done, Gav. You got a couple there, I think. I don't know. I win.
Keeping
score. Congratulations. Hey, that's the end of the show. Don't forget to jump on Instagram, Across the Park. Follow us.
Instagram, at Across the Park.
Yeah. But I think if you just go search and hit, right,
if you go people park, and, yeah.
Across underscore
but
the
no spaces,
underscore park.
I think there is actually another Across the Park, so make sure you get us.
It's you can see our mugs on it.
You can see our faces. Yeah. It says Across the Park in a little picture.
Yay.
Okay.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye. Edit this in. It's a recap.
It's a spoiler alert. It's a recap.
Blip.
Advancing. Move, I'm gay.
Can you believe?
Brown cow. Stunning.
Let there be a thousand lessons worth as far as I'm concerned.
You're the homosexual. I care about you.
Go, Roger.
No, I'm not going.
It's done.
Jesus Christ. That's okay. That is not the right way to start a show.
I think we need to switch things up. I think some people on a Friday evening night need a good jarring just
cough,
splatter in their ear.
Cough and splatter. Just a bit of a, like, how about like a dry retching noise? Oh, that sucks. Actually, I take it back.
So when I was at Lost Paradise over New Year's.
Before that.
All right.
This is It's a Gay Area on 2SCR 107.3. My name is Ruby Innes.
And my name is Patrick, and you should know us by now, so.
So, yeah.
Yeah. But we're still going to introduce ourselves because we might have new friends.
Exactly.
But I was at the music festival Lost Paradise over New Year's, and one of my friends who I was there with, he had the most easily triggered gag reflex, and it was so funny. Like, I just had to mention teeth plaque or wet carrot cake, and it would go.
Wet carrot cake.
Wet carrot cake.
Wet carrot cake. That's yeah. Ooh. not a fan of that. See, I don't go to music festivals because I hate fun
and music.
And sorry, I was just like thinking, like, I kind of can't stand people who are like, no, I don't really like music. I don't really listen to music.
It's like, I haven't met any of those people. I've met one of those people.
Yeah, it's like, oh, okay, that's
You're not human.
Super weird.
It's like people who like don't like animals.
Oh, what's your favorite food? Bread.
Just
on its own.
White bread dipped in water so it goes down faster.
Hello, my name is Guy Everyman. I'm 8 years old. I love to eat bread. I don't listen to music. And I read the dictionary.
I've never had sex. Don't have any interest in having sex. I've never met a woman or man. I don't have a job or a house.
I just continue to live until one day I must die. I must die.
I will be not buried. I'll just sort of evaporate into air.
But over time.
Over time. I'll just sort of decay, but not rot.
Yeah. I won't rot, purely decay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
RuPaul's Drag Race.
It's RuPaul's Drag Race All-Star Season 4 area. That's what the show's called now. Quasi White. Anyway, so we'll be recapping the most recent episode of RuPaul's Drag Race. I believe it was called Judge. It's Time to Judge New Jersey.
It's called Jersey Justice.
That's what it's called.
Judge Judy, but not.
The episode was called It's the Judge Time in Jersey New.
Comma New. File under in library.
Yeah. The name of the episode was It's Judging Time.
With Michelle the Good.
Michelle Mismaj. Nicki Minaj.
Goodbye.
Okay. But before that, we're actually going to play some music.
Sick tunes.
Some
we're going to play.
Sick tunes.
I selected this song. Let me get a bit closer to you here. Let me sidle over to your side in the booth and plant a wet kiss in your ear. We're going to be playing It's called... Ruby just turned down my volume.
Didn't.
You did.
No, you're still loud.
Okay, good. So it's called Peach Emoji by Boysim, featuring who, Ruby?
Jake Germain.
Yes, featuring him. And it's about the peach emoji, which is commonly used to represent a butt. Let's listen to the narrative story of this wonderful song.
You're listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SER 107.3.
You can tell me anything that you want to, 'cause you know that I'll always hold you down. Hold you down, yeah. And we can get high if you want to, go all the way up and never come down. I only wanna be with you, can you feel it too? He sends me peach emojis when he wants to get it on. He sends me messages like, let me see what you got on. But oh, oh no, he's got a secret. Yeah, he wants to show, but his wife don't know that he sends me peach emojis. Peach emojis, peach emojis. Peach emojis, but oh, oh no, he's got a secret. Yeah, he wants to show, but his wife don't know. That's why he always sends me peach emojis. Peach emojis, yeah.
Yeah.
I know we made dinner plans for the weekend, but would you mind if we stayed inside instead? 'Cause it's cold and I wanna take my clothes off. I think about you every time you're away. I wonder if you're gonna leave her for me. It's true that I don't wanna be with you. Can you feel it too?
He sends me peach emojis when he wants to get it on. He sends me messages like, let me see what you got on. But oh, oh no, he's got a secret. Yeah, he wants to show, but his wife don't know that he sends me peach emojis. Peach emojis, peach emojis. Peach emojis, but oh, oh no, he's got a secret. Yeah, he wants to show, but his wife don't know. That's why he always sends me peach emojis.
Linger that she just doesn't know. Who is phone? But when he's laying next to me, I know he's probably thinking about my peach emojis. My peach emojis. My peach emojis. My peach emojis. Peach emojis. Peach emojis. But oh, oh no, he's got a secret. Yeah, he wants to show, but his wife don't know. That's why he always sends me peach emojis.
Ruby wasn't ready because she was playing Draw Something with her boyfriend.
Wrong. I was sending a Draw Something to you.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I am your boyfriend, so...
Yes.
Wild.
Well, if the boot fits.
It doesn't. I need to find a cobbler.
Then I guess you're not my boyfriend.
This is It's a Gay Area.
On 2SER 107.3.
And Patrick and Ruby are still here sitting next to us.
We continue to exist in this ethereal plane.
Yeah, I would also like to note that I wrote my notes for this episode review on a piece of paper that I found in the studio here. And I just looked over on the other side of the piece of paper to see what was printed on it. And it's public service announcement hashtag 1 minute and 45 seconds. I suppose that's a hash, not actually a hashtag. But and it
Don't
says...
Read it.
Can I not read it?
You might not be allowed to read it.
I'm just going to read the first part about it.
Can I see it? Can you just pass it over for a second?
Fine.
So he is passing it over to me.
I feel attacked by what it says.
I think It's a bad idea to read this.
I want to read it.
I don't think we're allowed to read it. So we're going to make the executive decision and not read that.
Give it back to me. It says, public service announcement. Do you have feet? Please, I would like to know. Call this number.
And the number is 95. No, I was about to just give us our number.
But if you do have feet and it is worrying you, please let us know.
Email us.
It's a gay
area. If you just want to email us, you can.
Yeah, you can. It's
is it gayarea@2scr.com?
It's gayarea@2scr.com.au.
No, just .com.
.com. We're not in Australia.
No. I don't know what that is.
We don't know where we are.
If you just want to, like, send us an email, just for a bit of fun.
Please not your penis and or genitals and or vagina.
No genitals. No. I hate that stuff.
And Ruby has been collaborating with the Australian government. No cum.
No cum. Absolutely no cum whatsoever. I haven't been collaborating. I've been in talks.
It's been an artistic,
simply the middleman.
Who's the other... So there's the government. You're the middleman. Who's the other person? Person.
The people. I'm the messenger to the people, and the government is the one making the rules. Cum is banned.
Okay. Well,
anyway,
we'll talk about that later.
It's time.
RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars Season 4, Episode 4.
It's a RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Season 4 area.
And this was Jersey Justice, featuring Jersey, who is a justice.
Jersey Justice.
So, last episode, Gia went home. No one was really surprised. She was a bit annoying, but I love her. This episode, so, it was a improv challenge, much like the Bitchler on last All-Stars season, based on Judge Judy, but the judge is Michelle, and she's from New Jersey. New Judy, you might say.
I feel like they're really pushing the queens to be funny.
They are. There's been a lot
this
of...
season?
Yeah. I am a sucker for fashion queens because I'm very beautiful and I like other beautiful things. So that's why I like season 7 so much, because there were a lot of pretty people.
Yeah, it was a lot of fashion queens.
And there has been some good fashions.
I just don't really understand. Like, I'm comedy queens, some of my favorite queens.
Yeah.
But I also don't... it seems like this season they're really pushing comedy queens, despite not really choosing any comedy queens?
I mean, Monet is sort
other
of
than
a comedy
Monet
queen.
And Monique.
Jasmine was.
Other than Monet and Monique, they haven't really chosen any comedy queens, but they're kind of pushing
not
all
really,
of these
no.
All of these challenges to be comedic.
And some of them are working. So, like, this week, we'll go straight into the challenge because there wasn't that much workroom
Nothing
drama
happened.
This week until the challenge. So the first two was Manila and Naomi.
Oh, and sorry, so this was an improv challenge.
I already said that.
Yeah, and my Michelle Visage was the judge. It's like Judge Judy, yeah, you did that. And they were the defendants and they had to act out
Yeah, and there was a very disinterested studio audience who clearly weren't laughing. Manila and Naomi were, we should have written down the names of the challenges, but we didn't, but it was basically, this bitch made me a bitch.
You made me a bitch, bitch.
Yeah.
You made me look like a bitch, bitch.
Yeah, that was it. So, Naomi owned a dog grooming salon. Manila was a client, although she was not a dog and she was suing for damages. Both very funny.
It was the best one
It was the best one. Manila was good, but I think, and Manila was praised for being one of the best ones. I think Naomi did a little bit better, in my opinion.
I think my personal opinion was that they were both, they both bounced off of each other well, and I thought they were both equally funny.
Yeah.
I loved Manila's wig, loved Naomi's voice.
It was
and
a
I
big,
thought the story was really silly.
It was a big poodle wig with, like, bows in it, and she was wearing a collar. It's kind of funny. And occasionally throughout the bit, she started barking, being like, I want my money!
It was very silly.
I didn't like that.
Well, it wasn't supposed to be serious.
But as Ruby knows, I'm a very not silly person. I've never done anything silly. I'm very serious.
Patrick hates fun, hates jokes.
Hates fun.
Hates anything remote. Totally silly.
Yeah.
Me, on the other hand, I'm the class clown, so...
Yeah. a class of two.
Honk, honk.
I'm valedictorian.
That was the sound of my nose because it's a clown nose.
It looks like it.
That's...
Shade noise.
We'll have a... We'll talk about that later.
I'm in trouble, guys. But we did notice at this season they have been overusing the noises just when they're not necessary.
Yeah, it's like, oh my god, this was so shady. It's like she just kind of like
said hi.
Looked like it was stupid.
It was silly. Like, you did well in this challenge, Monique.
It's like,
yes. And then there was...
Monique, Monet, and I wrote Monet as money in my...
I did that as well last
money
week.
Money exchange.
Money. There is a money exchange near us called Money Exchange, and it's literally broken up in those words, and I think it's so
money
funny.
Money exchange. So it was Monique, Monet, and Latrice, and theirs was...
Something to do with a cake.
Yeah, these cakes...
Yeah, and you like...
How about these cakes?
Monique was a bride.
What about these cakes?
Are you asking?
Cakes on cakes on cakes. That's what it was called.
That's the runway.
You fucked up my cake.
You fucked my cake.
That sounds more like a Judge Judy thing.
That's an ad on
You
Pornhub.
Fucked my cake. Your Honor, my cake. This cake has been fucked. My cake is pregnant... And I'm not the father.
I didn't fuck my cake, Your Honor.
He fucked this cake. And this dude's like at the other one. And it's like, he's got his dick out. It's covered in cake. He's like, I didn't do it, Your Honor. It wasn't me. No. I've never seen this cake before. I've never seen this fucking sexy cake before in my life.
And just like making that fuckboy face. Just...
I never seen this fucking sexy cake before in my life. Oh, you cake. Nasty. You nasty cake. And it doesn't respond because it's a cake. Okay. But
the cake does blush.
The cake does blush.
Yeah.
So they're in a cake thing. Monique, I feel like, nailed it.
Monique nailed it. Latrice just didn't talk.
Yeah, she did nothing. And you know what? I thought Monet did better than everyone else thought she did.
Monet did really well. Not really well, but she did good.
Considering she came in halfway, I feel like she did really well. It's hard to steal a fucking show. And she didn't steal the show, but I feel like she was funny and she pulled it off.
Yeah, and spoiler, she was in the bottom two.
Yeah.
I did not agree.
I think
the person who should have been in the bottom two instead of Monet was Trinity. I did not think Trinity did well. So the last two were Trinity and Valentina.
Oh, ASMR's in this episode.
ASMR is in this episode.
It was Trinity and Valentina. I got snookered by Snooky.
Valentina is parodying the popular, well-known character, Snook.
But she's Snooky, but she's not the Snooky.
She's the OG
she's
Snooky,
just the
who was born before
Snooky. Snooky, who was born like 2 years before.
Bada bing, bada boom.
Bada bing, bada boom. And Trinity was some rich mom. New Jersey lady who wanted to get Snooky for her daughter's birthday.
And she was just a bit aggressive, but not in a funny way.
Yeah, it was more just like
and
mean.
Valentina was just. Cooked,
I thought
but
Valentina was so funny.
Like she had a breastplate on, but it was fully exposed and just stuffed with like cash and lipstick.
I like the very end part was probably a favorite, where she's just like, "I think I did good. I just won $1 million."
And RuPaul's there in a tracksuit, just
she
being like,
"She won $1 million."
And then Trinity's just like, "Go get my car." Sounds racist.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That last bit was funny, but none of what she was doing in the courtroom was funny.
No.
The only thing that saved her was her runway. So let's talk about the runway now.
So.
Before we do, though, I am in love with Zoe Kravitz. And Zoe Kravitz, if you're listening to this show, please marry me. Please marry me. I'm in love with you.
Zoe Kravitz, if you're listening to this show, please marry my co-host. And also, do you have a spare tire?
Our car's broken down.
Mine's not.
Just asking.
Just need a spare tire.
That's fair. Okay. Time for the runway, which was curves and swerves, padded for the gods.
The first one was Manila. We're going to talk about Manila's original outfit first.
She was wearing this lovely red dress, and over it was a pad
with a spot of blood.
And I thought it was really, really clever. I even thought it looked beautiful.
Because it was a pad.
And it was it was funny.
It was good.
But it was also beautiful, and she also looked beautiful. And she posted the outfit on Instagram, and she was like,
RuPaul,
this was what I was originally going to wear, but RuPaul stopped me.
Because it was in bad taste.
Yeah. But
RuPaul,
bad taste of what?
Everything RuPaul does is in bad taste.
But you know what? Fuck you. But, like, in bad taste of what? Periods?
No, periods are in bad taste. If you're a woman or if you're a person and you get a period, you're in bad taste. Sorry.
That's the thing.
I don't make the rules. RuPaul does.
Yeah. I am a person who gets their period, and I saw that outfit. I didn't watch it on the show because obviously it wasn't on it, mm-hmm. but I saw it on the show, and I saw it on Instagram. And I was like, that is fantastic.
So Manila's original outfit, toot. Manila's outfit that she wore, I booted it.
I toot both, but I shoot the pad.
I do shoot the pad.
I shoot the pad. I fucking loved it. I shoot the pad, and it looks like it's bleeding from a bullet hole. But yeah, I shoot the pad outfit. I thought it was fucking awesome. I tooted the outfit that she ended up wearing because it was really
like
pretty.
A Rococo, like Renaissance France. Not Renaissance.
No.
1800s France.
No.
What time period?
No. Not really.
Not in time.
It was a short dress.
But it was like quilted and had like buckles, and it was cute.
Yeah.
And it was pink. I booted it because it looked crumpled.
I think it looked really cute.
Then we went on to Naomi Smalls, who was wearing just like a 1950s, 60s, 50s, like housewife dress. But it was burnt up the front, and she was holding a burnt pie, and she had crying. I thought it was so funny.
I love a look with a story.
Yeah.
And also padded Naomi looks crazy.
She does.
It looks insane. I look at it and I'm like, oh my God.
Your butt.
That booty though.
But like, she opened her runway with like, so they start from like a runway and they're usually like facing towards them and they just step out. But Naomi was like facing away from the runway, and then she turned around and just went. And then at the end she was like, Chirpa! Chirpa!
It was heartbreaking, but also beautiful.
Beautiful. And then there was, toot for that.
Trinity was
a toot. It was just like a wavy, weird, multicolored.
And the wig. It was truly curvy and swervy. It definitely matched the theme.
It matched the theme. So toot for that one. Valentina, she wore a, it was meant to look like a dress form. So she was meant to look like sort of like a mannequin when she had like a pin cushion, just like random pads on her.
But she was supposed to be like the padding was supposed to be like planned.
Yeah,
padding.
It was like deconstructed and she wasn't wearing a wig. I did not like it. It's a reference to a fashion collection from 2005. I just feel like it was done poorly and it just wasn't aesthetically good for me.
I thought it was very clever.
Yeah.
And I liked what she was going for. But it could have been done better.
I agree. So I booted that one. Love Valentina. Her makeup always looks great. But
I think that if she just did like something along the lines of like remember the nude challenge?
Yeah.
I forgot which season it was, but the nude challenge. Something like that where it was all just one colour.
Season 7.
Yeah, there we
season
go.
Season 7 opening show.
Just like one colour. And even without the wig, that still would have worked.
Wig. And then next one is Monique, but I've written it as Nona J.
Oh, Nona J. Loved the dress.
I tooted it. She wore a big, lovely exaggerated hips and shoulders gown, which was actually a bit of a jacket over a skirt, which I loved. But it was fucking brown cow print again.
Yeah. Loved the dress, but I didn't think the hair and makeup matched it.
I agree. The hair was like bright orange. I was like,
and the eyes were blue, and I was it just didn't match.
But it was
very
pretty still.
It was that she still looked incredible, but the hair didn't match. And also
enough for the brown cow.
I'm done with,
brown cow. Goodbye.
Brown cow, not stunning.
I was talking to Ruby while we were rewatching the episode before this, and I was just like, This is your last chance because it still looks good. But I know your finale dress, if you make it, is fucking
If you make it a brown cow, I will.
Unless she literally just rides out naked on a brown cow. That's okay. I'm here.
That would be incredible. Yeah. Definitely.
Followed by that, it was Latrice. It was a boot. It was pretty.
She brings it to you every week. Literally.
It's the same dress she wore.
Same thing every week. I love her and she looks beautiful. But like the only difference was that she cinched. And you could see and it looked great. But like it's just it's the same. She looks beautiful every week, but it's
every
anything
week.
Different.
Yeah. No, so it was a boot. Yeah. And then finally it was Monet who was paying homage to Kim Kardashian's Break the Internet spread on Paper Magazine.
I thought it was clever.
I thought it was clever. I think the reference is a little bit dated, but I didn't care.
You know what else is a dated reference? Brown cow stunning.
And the sponge.
And the fucking sponge.
And Zoe Kravitz.
Fuck you. No, she's back. She was on Dirty Computer on the album. She was also on the most recent Ray Shremmerd album. I love Ray Shremmerd, but like, yeah, like, I love Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah.
And she's so cute
and
she
beautiful. She did ASMR with cans on this episode. So, like, just remember.
I hate that. All right. We're actually running out of time.
Are we?
Yeah, we are. Let's wrap it up real quick. It was
Top two. Monique and Latrice. No, Monique.
Just kidding.
And
it was Monique and
Manila. Bottom. Latrice and
Monet.
Yeah, there we go. I'm
Latrice
losing my track.
Latrice got booted. We were all gagged. And that's but she kind of deserved it.
She kind of deserved
that's
it.
That's the tea.
Are we done?
We're done. You've
Sorry.
Been listening to It's a Gay Area on 2SCR 107.3 with me, Ruby.
And Patrick.
And Patrick, this track comes from one of our locals. It comes from Moaning Lisa, and it's called Carrie, I Want a Girl. Bye.
See you next week. Stay tuned
for Hardcore Classic.
Our boys.
Our sweet boys Hardcore Classic. Love you. Bye.
Love you.
I want a Kim. I want a Courtney. I want a Florence. I want an Annie. I want a Sid. I want an Ellen. I want an Ellen. Sexuality. I want a girl.